Mom. Oh, yeah. Remember this time last year when Tony smashed that guy's window, his car?
Aye.
He's at my door the now, telling me that Tony went and smashed his window last weekend. Tony wasn't here. Tony was up at Barhead. He's demanding that that I pay the money.
Can I get a put him on the phone to me?
Who's this idiot? Hello?
Hi there.
Yes, who are you?
I'm Tony's gran.
Right. And what's it got to do with you?
Well, it's plenty to do with me.
It's got plenty to do with you? I don't think so. Do you live here in the... I don't think so. I don't know who you are, but I know your Neddy family, right? And I'm sure you're as bad as all of them. That I have been terrorised since this family moved in.
Excuse me.
You're excused. I excuse you because I know you're not part of it. Tony was in Barhead, was he? I'm sure he was. I suppose you were with Tony in Barhead, were you? Oh, were you? How convenient, madam. Look, my family and I moved here from Kilmacombe years ago.
I don't give a...
We're pillars of the community, and your family... I think this is where it stems from. It stems from mother to daughter to son.
From mother to daughter to son?
Exactly, madam. Thank you for agreeing with me. You're right. It's gone from the mother to the daughter to the son. I can't thank you enough for agreeing with me, because I'm trying to talk to this wee Ned that moved in a year ago with a scummy son. He terrorised... Yeah, thank you. That's thank you again, madam. I think you and I are singing from the same hymn sheet here. This is good.
I think you're a snob.
I could buy you and your family,
you're
right?
You're a snob. Think you're better than everybody else.
No, I don't think. Of course I'm better than you, madam. That's not the debate here. The debate is who smashed the window.
You stupid old... Stacey, you hear him?
Oh, is her name Stacey? Why doesn't that surprise me? Hold on, I'll put her back on.
Shut the door on him. He's got me go.
She said to me that Tony wasn't with her, by the way.
But she said it. He said it, but I said that Tony was with me.
Did I just hear you say that Tony wasn't with you?
Tony was at his grand's. His nana.
Oh, he was with his nana now. He wasn't with you. The only nana he's going to be with is a nana of a police car taking him to where he belongs, which is in the jail.
Do you know something? You are a very, very cheeky man.
Shushed.
I'm just stopping.
Settle down.
Put Stacey back on. I don't want to speak to you.
It's a time for clear heads.
Put Stacey back on.
Shh. Are you finished? I don't think you realise I'm originally from Kilmacombe.
I don't give a f*** where you're from.
I'll put Stacey back on. Your mother says you have to give me the money.
Mum, Stacey never said that to my daughter. You fucking lot of f***. I'm just going to give him the money, but you'll need to give me money at the end of the week or something. No! Don't give me any money, Stacey.
Hello, it's all right. You just give me £30, Stacey. Madam. I'd just like to thank you for your input. £30 should cover it. I was hoping for more, but that'll do.
Excuse me, where is it, Stacey?
You won't be able to miss it, madam. It's the one with the broken window.
There's going to be a lot more broken windows.
I think just rather than money changing hands, I'm going to give her the £30 back. And what I'll do is I'll break your daughter's window and we'll all be even, okay?
Put the balls in.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what. Why don't I give you £100, Stacey? Would you like that?
Yes, I would, John.
For being on Clyde One's Make Your Mum Mad.
Stacey, I'm going to kill you.
That was your mum who smashed that last one. Oh, Elaine, you were brilliant. That was awesome.
Thank you.
And Stacey, you've got £100. Awesome.
Woohoo.
All right, listen, I'll speak to you ladies soon. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.